The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include a Pulitzer Prize-nominated playwright at the microphone and piano, a world-renowned jazz trumpeter inaugurating a new venue, the editor of a new collection of essays on womanhood, a museum exhibition of Saturday morning cartoon classics, and a whole lot more. The multi-talented Issa Davis, an acclaimed actress and Pulitzer Prize-nominated playwright, sits down at the piano in Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass, for an intimate evening of her intense minimalist soul pop on Saturday at 8 p.m. Her subtle sound recalls piano-playing soul singers such as Nina Simone, Laura Nyro, and Carole King. Cuban-born Grammy Award winner Arturo Sandoval and his band bring their distinctive Afro-Cuban sound to the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass. On Saturday as part of the Clark's opening weekend celebration of its newly renovated Manton Research Center. The concert inaugurates the Clark's newly renovated auditorium, which features state-of-the-art sound systems and acoustics and upgraded and accessible seating for all. Writer-editor Kathy Hanauer will discuss the new book, The Bitch is Back, Older, Wiser, and Getting Happier, a collection of essays by writers including Kate Christensen, Sarah Crichton, Deborah Spar, Anne Hood, Veronica Chambers, and Hanauer herself, at The Mount in Lenox, Mass. On Sunday at 2 p.m. in the drawing room of the main house. Hanna-Barbera, The Architects of Saturday Morning, a new exhibition featuring the work of the creative team behind such memorable Saturday morning cartoon classics as The Yogi Bear Show, The Flintstones, and my favorite, The Jetsons, goes on view at Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Mass. On Saturday and remains on display through May 29th of next year. There will be a special exhibition preview talk by Jerry Beck, animation historian and author of The Hanna-Barbera Treasury, on Saturday at 4 p.m. Gothic folk artists Dust Bowl Fairies and Louis Mojica will bring their ethereal sounds to Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday at 8 p.m. The unique compositions of Dust Bowl Fairies have roots in folk, alternative, and vaudeville music. Louis Mojica weaves words, chants, and sounds through a loop pedal combining Baroque-style compositions with beatbox and pop percussion. And finally, music critic Peter Aaron, poet Daniel Schoenebeck, and novelist Allison Amend will read from their works at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, New York, on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading and music series held every second Saturday of the month at the Spotty Dog. The readings will be followed by book signing and a set by DJ Mike Mosby. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.